Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. This is Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about National Eating Season and what we can do to mitigate the damage of National Eating System Season. I like that. I like that term, the time between Halloween candy and New Year's Eve pig outs with Thanksgiving and Christmas in between. It can be a challenging time of year for folks who are calorie conscious, for folks who even for folks who aren't calorie conscious, with all the high calorie food and social events and traditions that all revolve around eating. We'll talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about how to minimize the damage of National Eating Season. Bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you're looking for a win-win business opportunity, helping people understand and use nutritional supplementation is an ideal way to make some money and help change the world. At the same time, help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. You can call that number, 866-735-2470, to order Youngevity products as well. 866-735-2470. And our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Our lines are open for you. We'll get your calls next segment. Talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about National Eating Season and how to, 7 tips to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. Dr. Julie has been on the program before. She's a friend of the Bright Side, and she knows what she's talking about. She'll be on at the bottom of the hour. Calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about these gooey, slimy, magical, electrical, healing, skin health substances. They're important for the health of the entire body. All the connective tissue depends on glycose, aminoglycans, GAGs, and proteoglycans. There are four types of stuff in the body. You've got the electrical stuff, that's the nervous tissue. You've got the covering stuff, that's called epithelial tissue. You've got the movement stuff, that's called the muscle tissue. And then the whole thing is put together with what is called the connective tissue. The connective tissue is largely made up of PGs and GAGs, proteoglycans and glycosaminoglycans. Thus the importance of these incredible molecules, GAGs and PGs, and anywhere you can get these in your diet, you should be looking for them. Eating GAGs and PGs can help you support the immune system. It can help prevent ruptures, and hernias, and prolapses. Eating GAGs and PGs is really important for the skin. Eating PGs and GAGs is also anti-cancer. Pretty much all health conditions, all health issues can be improved by an abundant ingestion of proteoglycans, PGs, and glycosaminoglycans, GAGs. Yesterday we talked about one of the all-time great GAGs, and that is Fucoidin. You've all heard of Fucoidin if you've been doing your longevity products, because it's probably next to the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, they're the most important of the longevity products, the Fucoid Z and the Z radical, and there are literally hundreds of studies on Fucoidin. Peer-reviewed scientific studies on Fucoidin in cancer, Fucoidin in the immune system, Fucoidin in arthritis, Fucoidin in digestive health. There's not any studies on Fucoidin, there's not a lot of studies anyway on Fucoidin in the skin, but it's definitely important for the skin too. If you want to pick one nutritional supplement to take from longevity that's not the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, not the Healthy Start Pack, you could do worse than picking your Z-Radical or your Fucoid Z. And now you know why. Fucoidin is a glycosaminoglycan, a GAG. It's made up of a whole bunch of different sugars. And everything we talked about with GAGs, from fighting cancer to supporting the immune system to keeping your skin healthy and your joints healthy, everything we talked about with GAGs applies in spades to Fucoidin. You'll only find Fucoidin in one source, and that is algae. And in my opinion, algae are the most fascinating creatures, entities on the planet. But they're real confusing, algae. We hear the term algae a lot, but we don't really understand what they are. Seaweed, by the way, is algae. Seaweed is the common name for algae. Seaweed is a bunch of algae all clumped together. Algae are considered to be plants, technically speaking. And there's three kinds of algae. You've got brown algae, you've got green algae, and you have red algae. Red algae is, I used to use red algae in the pharmacy. By the way, I'm opening up a compounding pharmacy here in a couple weeks. And when I had my old compounding pharmacy, I used to make a herpes cream with red algae. Red algae's got tremendous antiviral properties. The red is something called astaxanthin. We're going to talk about astaxanthin in a few days. Astaxanthin is a really fascinating carotenoid, phytonutrient, and it's found in red algae. A little bit probably is found in brown algae, too. Algae are technically not considered to be plants, but they are. It's kind of hard to classify algae because they do have some of the characteristics of plants. Marine algae have chlorophyll. They use chlorophyll for photosynthesis. Some people will call them plants. It's kind of up in the air. There's no real definitive distinction between plants and algae. Some people say they are. Some people say they're not. But they do have a chlorophyll. And that's one of the reasons why algae are so valuable nutritionally, because they're a good source of chlorophyll. But that's just one of the reasons. Algae are a source of all kinds of nutrients. Algae are a source of fatty acids. Algae are a source, both omega-3 and omega-6, by the way, they make an ideal source of omega-3 fatty acids for vegans. In fact, algae oil is now being extracted as a source of omega-3s for people who don't want to use fish oil. I'm not sure how. I guess algae are classified as vegan friendly, but it's much more than the fats. Algae contain all the minerals. Algae contain all the amino acids. Algae contain really interesting vitamins like vitamin K, which is kind of hard to find. They also contain vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, all your B vitamins. I mean, you're talking about a magnificent source of all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. And of course, algae are the most abundant creatures on the planet. And in the case of a brown algae, you're going to get your wonderful phytonutrient Fucoidin, which is great for all kinds of different things. Really interesting algae. Actually, it's not even an algae. It's called an algae, just to add to the confusion, called blue-green algae. It's found in a lake. The most common source, anyway, is found in a lake in Oregon called, or a river in Oregon called the Klamath River. Actually, it might be a lake. I've got to think if it's a lake or a river. I think it's a lake, a Klamath Lake. And it's filled with blue-green algae. And that blue-green algae secretes a certain kind of toxin. Sometimes that river can turn toxic. Algae, by the way, can make toxic material. And that's another interesting thing about algae. Algae blooms are notorious for creating toxicity in the oceans in Florida. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our line's open for you, 844-236-6010. Dr. Julie Gatso will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. Julie's going to share 7 tips to avoid pigging out at parties.
national eating season between Halloween and New Year's Day, and I would venture to say that's when most of us gain a little bit of weight. Many people that lose weight between Halloween and New Year's with all the high calories. It's almost like it's acceptable to indulge during holiday season. When you think about it, November, December, October, you're looking at 1/6 of the year, 2 months at least, when it's okay to pig out, when it's okay to eat candy and stuffing and all the accoutrements that are associated with Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all the eating accoutrements. Anyway, Dr. Julie Gatzel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment if we have. 844-236-6010. So there's three different kinds of algae: brown algae, green algae, and red algae. Algae are not technically plants, but they do contain chlorophyll and they do photosynthesis. What's really neat about algae is that they're complete nutrition. They got everything, and I mean everything, especially fats. It's interesting because these things sit on the water, but they are fatty, and in fact, the fatty nature of algae is what allows them to sit on top of the water and not dissolve. And that all of these fats make them a good source of fatty nutrients, specifically essential fatty acids as well as fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. Your fatty vitamins are your life management vitamins. Your water vitamins are your energy vitamins, and your fatty vitamins, D, E, A, and K, help us deal with stress, help us deal with life, help us build and grow and repair, and that makes algae one of the most important foods for anti-aging. Anywhere you can enjoy seaweed, you should be enjoying seaweed. And again, seaweed is algae. And there's all kinds of different seaweeds out there, but whatever kind of seaweed you enjoy, you're going to be getting a wonderful source of all the mighty 90 essential nutrients. And seaweed is ridiculously cheap. You can go to an Asian market and get sheets of seaweed, dried sheets of seaweed, and you can just soak them in water and eat them as is, or you can mix them in with various vegetable dishes. In fact, I would venture to say one of the reasons that the Asian countries have such a good reputation for health, is because, at least partially, because of their ingestion of these wonderful sources of all the mighty 90 essential nutrients, seaweed, i.e. algae, i.e. seaweed. There's also a form of algae, which is not really an algae, although we call it an algae. It's technically a bacteria, and it's called blue-green algae. I remember back in the 90s, there used to be a multi-level company called Super Blue Green Algae. I think that was the name of the company. They were selling a product they called Super Blue Green Algae, and it was found in Klamath Lake. There's also the Klamath River. I think there's algae there, too. But the Klamath Lake Super Blue Green Algae were really interesting. They were almost like they were medicinal. They were a source of all the good stuff, especially the fatty nutrients and the fatty antioxidants like beta-carotene and the xanthines, and all great for your eyes and for your skin. But one of the really neat things about the super blue-green algae, which you can still get, it's not a multi-level company. I think the multi-level company went out of business. But you can still get this blue-green algae from Klamath Lake, which used to be called Super Blue-Green Algae. One of the most interesting things about it, aside from the fact that it had all these wonderful nutrients in it, is that it gave you a lot of energy. Now, it could have been that the energy came from the vitamins and the minerals and the phytonutrients and the amino acids and the essential fatty acids, etc. But some people believe that there was actually a toxin that was being secreted by the algae that gave you energy, almost like a drug. And I'll tell you what, I was a member of that super blue green algae multi-level organization, and I sold it, actually, and I took it, and I remember taking a lot of it, and it did give you energy. Now, I haven't taken it in a while, and I'm thinking I might want to order some. There's a company called Green Earth Naturals that you can find online. Green Earth Naturals sells the same stuff, and I remember getting a tremendous amount of energy from it. Later on, it came out that it might be a toxin that was causing that, but nonetheless, it made you feel pretty darn good. Algae are amazing, amazing, amazing creatures. Life itself on planet Earth began its thought. Livingness began with algae. Algae were the first forms of life. And algae, as I was saying yesterday, have this really incredible ability to sit on top of the water and absorb the nutrients from the ocean and then activate them from the sun. They're the link between the ocean and the sun. They perform the same function in the ocean that grass performs on the earth. And like algae, grass is also very powerful.
grass takes the minerals from the earth and combines it with the energy from the sun and creates wonderful nutrients. And this is why the biggest animals in the world are grass eaters. Now, human beings can't access those nutrients, as wonderful as they are. Human beings can't access them very well, so we can't eat grass, but we can eat sprouted grass, like wheatgrass, for example. And when wheatgrass is ground up, you can get a lot of the benefits. You have to grind it up. That's what wheatgrass juice is, and some wheatgrass juice does have a kind of powerful taste. Not everybody likes it, but wheatgrass juice has lots of energy too, lots of nutrients too. Just like algaes and just like grasses, wheatgrass juice contains wonderful, wonderful fats, fatty vitamins, phytonutrients that tend to be fatty. Anywhere you can eat grass and seaweed, you should take advantage of that. If you have an Asian market near you, if you're lucky enough to have an Asian market near you, just sample the different types of algae. There's all kinds of different forms of seaweed and algae that are not only tasty, but they're also very good for you. In fact, there's an algae snack now that's out. It comes in a little package. It's like sheets of seaweed. They don't call it algae. They call it seaweed. And it's sheets of seaweed, and it's roasted and salted and spiced, and it is super delicious, and it's way, way, way better for you than any chips that you could buy. But it has that same kind of crispy, it's not really fried, but it has an oily quality. You can almost taste the oil in these sheets of seaweed. And again, that oil is a sign of the fats. It's representative of the fats and the fatty nutrients as well that are found in seaweed. And algae. Algae is so powerful and such a wonderful nutrient that there are now algae farms where algae is being farmed as a food source. Algae farms are thought to be the food source of the future. Algae farms. It's called algae biomass. And actually, there are, the oil and the fats that are found in algae are also being explored as a form of energy for commercial use. It's called algaculture. Like aquaculture, but with algae, algaculture, and they technically these are algae farms, places where algae is grown for commercial use. Algae farmers are called algaculturalists. It's hard to say. Sometimes you'll hear the terms phytoplankton or microphytes or planktonic algae. But basically what we're talking about is seaweed or algae, and they are incredible for nutrition, for energy. They're extracting oil from it, for making something called bioplastics. They're starting to make medicine out of algaes. Algaes are used for pollution control, for fertilizer, and of course they're also grown for human food and also as nutritional supplements. All right. That is it for this segment. Dr. Julie Gatza will be with us next. We're going to talk about pigging out in the holiday season and 7 tips to avoid going crazy this holiday season with food. With food, that is. Not just going crazy, but going crazy with food. Dr. Julie Gatza next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning, urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down. Let people know what's in it, because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored, and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard, and that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of BrightsideBen.com. You'll find a search box with 11 years of daily archived information. If you miss a program or want to review a topic or want to share a subject with a loved one or friend who needs health information, head to BrightsideBen.com. You also find the longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the join the team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, my blog, or criticalhealthnews.com, our videos, interviews, and news stories. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that's what True Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our True Skin Health products. And they are strong. You only need one or two drops to have soft, glowing, beautiful, and most importantly, healthy skin. One or two drops a day of our Truth Transdermal C Serum, a little pea-sized amount of our Truth Retinol Gels, either 1% or 5%. Also have some new products coming out. You can check out all our products, all our Truth Treatment formulations at TruthTreatments.com, and make sure you take a look at our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, TruthTreatments, with an S, .com, to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. We have specials running as we speak. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Julie Gass has been on the program before. She is going to tell us about eating and avoiding pigging out at holiday parties, how to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. This is the holiday season, which could also be called the eating season, when it's acceptable to indulge in horrific foods, I have to say. Christmas-type foods and Halloween foods and even Thanksgiving foods can be nutritionally horrific. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Julie Gatza. Hey, Dr. Julie, I take it you agree with that.
I do. I'm giggling. Hi, Ben. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes, nice to hear you again. Isn't it crazy how this is during the holiday season? It's completely all the rules of eating, all the rules of good eating, all the morals of good eating are thrown out the window, and it's completely acceptable to do things that would never be acceptable otherwise.
I know, and the worst part is you look at yourself in January and you got your 10, 12 pounds on, and now you've got a serious hill to climb to undo all that, because, you know.
Yeah, it's not so easy to lose those 10 to 12 pounds as the years go by, I'm noticing.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, one of the things that I always have patients or, you know, people do before they go to a party, and it sounds so counterproductive to what you're going to the party for, but if you feed yourself well before you show up at a party, then you're actually more sane with all the stuff that comes around. And it seems like, you know, why would I do that? I'm going to the party with all this food, but you're definitely going to eat three times more sugar than you're supposed to if you go,
right,
you know, unfed compared to being fed.
What about drinking a bunch of water before you go to a party?
I mean, most people are dehydrated in the first place, so a lot of times they're reaching for food rather than having actually a glass of water. So if you do drink, you know, a lot of water, it will even keep you from drinking so much alcohol and reaching for all the sugary things, because you're hydrating your body, and, you know, bodies like to be treated well. And when you do, it sort of, you know, shies away to some degree from eating so poorly.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking of something interesting. Do you think our reliance, our caloric reliance on processed and ultra-processed foods affects hydration levels? Because we're eating these dried types of foods. Do you think there's a relationship?
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, when people are thirsty, it's sort of the last sign that they are dehydrated. You don't get thirst first and then you go and fill yourself. You get joint pains. You have, you know, poor skin. You're dehydrated looking. Your face is drawn. You know, your knees ache. And you're hungry a lot. And a lot of this truly is due to dehydration. And we have so much weird food out there that you don't understand. It's microwaved and it's in packages and boxes and cans. And nobody's really, you know, cooking so much like our grandparents did. And, you know, our bodies are getting filled with mass rather than getting filled with nutrients.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then it's interesting what you talk about, structural issues like joint issues and bone issues. There's a guy named, I forgot, he has this long Iranian last name, and he wrote a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember reading. It's a great book, right? And he talks about all the different ways water, dehydration or lack of water show up in ways that you wouldn't even think, like arthritis or heartburn. He talks about, or any kind of just generalized pain can be due to dehydration. One of the things about dehydration that people don't recognize is that the enzymes in the body depend on a certain level of hydration. So when you don't have enough water, the enzymes don't work correctly. If the enzymes aren't working correctly, nothing works correctly. And that's especially true about the skin, by the way.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that I've seen 30 years of being a doctor is if you have adequate production of your enzymes, you can break down your food. And that sounds so simple, but that is how you're going to get nutrients into your body to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself from having diseases. And, you know, most of us at this point that I've seen are lacking enzymes. We're not making enough. And I would say the thing that I've been giving to my patients most consistently for 30 years is a high-quality digestive enzyme, because that will aid in getting the nutrients into the body and then turn around and help you making your enzymes. So it's a bit of a catch-22 if you're not taking a, you know, a good quality enzyme. I use one called Absorbaid, and you can even take it in between meals, and it helps with inflammation.
Yeah, Absorbaid is awesome. I started using Absorbaid, I remember, almost 30 years ago. I was using Absorbaid, and I was actually using it in skincare products, believe it or not, Absorbaid.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it's that vegan formula, and, you know, I've gone through a lot of enzymes over the years, and I found some that, you know, did okay. But this one, I, you know, you can give it to your dog, you can give it to kids.
Yeah.
I take it, you know, all the time, and it's just one of those things that it's more bang for your buck when you're putting it in with a meal or even a snack.
Do you have a take on water, on any specific kinds of water that you like?
Oh, I wish I did. You know, there's so much conflicting data out there that this is one area that I would actually, you know, embarrassingly say I could never take a stand. I do think that distilled water is probably the worst thing that you could have.
Really? I say it's the best water. Tell me why you think it's the worst.
I mean, I think because all the minerals and things are out of it, it starts to lyse it from yours. Now, this is one of those. It's a conflicting
piece
of data. You know, people have the alkaline water, and then there's spring water. I mean, I live here in Florida, and you never would drink the water from the tap.
I was about to say, you would never drink tap water in Florida. I hope not. What are you drinking, then? What kind of water do you drink?
I mean, I have a container, like an office container of the 5 gallon, you know, thing, and I pay a few extra bucks for the better water, and you know, it's a matter of taste at this point. So I think most people aren't drinking enough water.
Yeah.
So to some degree, if they just start putting any water in, they'll do better than, dehydrated.
I totally understand. All right, I want to talk about eating, and you got 7 tips for helping people to avoid, for folks to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. We'll talk about it when we come back from our break. Okay, Dr. Julie?
All right,
Dr. Julie Gatza is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to our friend Dr. Julie Gassa. And Dr. Julie, let's jump into the whole food thing. Give us a quick crash course in healthy holiday eating.
Protein. I always say protein. It. People they reach for the carbs. They reach for, you know, the bagels and the scones and the cookies and, you know, call it a morning breakfast or, you know, put something that way. And then they forget to eat the protein. So later that night, it's easy to eat the cookies and things because you left protein for your breakfast. And most people are eating not enough at lunch and, you know, maybe at dinner they're getting, you know, an adequate amount. But I would say that that's probably the biggest thing that I would tell my patients over and over and over again is, you can't
more
eat
protein.
Enough eggs. You can't eat enough chicken and fish. And yeah, I don't even care about red meat if you can break it down, which, you know, the absorbate helps with. But the protein is the one thing that at a cellular level is the hardest thing to break down, and it's the first thing that you should be reaching for. Then you'll find that you don't have such the bent to have all the carbs, you know.
You would love Dr. Wallach. You would love Dr. Wallach. He eats 12 eggs a day. I don't know if you know who Dr. Yeah. Wallach is.
I've heard the name, and I'm not against it.
Yeah, he's big on eggs. I love eggs. We talk about eggs on the program all the time. A true, true power food. The most powerful food on the planet, gram for gram. The most perfect food on the planet is an egg.
I have a friend who has chickens, and so I get her fresh eggs, you know, weekly.
Nice.
And
I eat so many
eggs. And you, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And the fact is, even though eggs are high in cholesterol, that isn't the cholesterol problem of people who have high cholesterol. I've taken a lot of patients, brought down their cholesterol by tons and tons of, you know, points, and it's a diet with eggs and lots of protein as well. They just come off with some of the other junk.
All the building foods have cholesterol in them. Cholesterol is part of the building complex. Vitamin K, vitamin D, lecithin, vitamin A, cholesterol, they're all found in the same kind of foods. The foods we're supposed to not eat, ironically.
That's right.
Interestingly.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you clean up somebody's diet and you put eggs in and clean up the rest of it, and you're going to see that they lose weight, they feel better, they have more energy, and their cholesterol does come down if they're battling that.
What do you like? What kind of eggs do you like? Or preparation-wise?
I was never a fan of... I avoided eggs as much as I could my whole life, and I changed my mind, so now I hard-boil them, I scramble them, I do whatever
raw?
I can.
Do you do them raw?
I eat them raw constantly,
yes. Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, raw egg. People think a raw egg is yucky, but if you put a raw egg in with other things, it makes it creamy. It gives a nice creamy vanilla taste to smoothies and such.
Yeah, you never taste it at all. I mean, it does make it... No, not at all. And it's, you know, wonderful. You can slip it into somebody who's not doing well or, you know, sick, or you want to get your kid some protein, you know, put it in a shake, yeah. And they won't know the difference.
Yeah, exactly. I've been mixing frozen strawberries and water with a raw egg, and it is delicious. Oh, my God. It's so
Wow, that's serious.
Try it. Frozen strawberries, water, and a raw egg. And if you like a little honey or steamed, if you want it a little sweeter. All right, so give us some more. Some more tips.
The next one is, if you're going to be eating, eat your vegetables as well. Before you reach for the carbs, I mean, carbs are just, they kill us. You know, we look at these Americans and it's just, we're all a little puffy, we're all a little chubby, we're all battling weight to some degree.
Yeah.
And we're just not eating protein and our vegetables, which is so, it's the old school. I mean, we've been told it forever, but if you really do, you know, go shopping and you prepare your carrots and your celery and you put them at eye level in a glass container in your refrigerator, it's amazing how it's just as easy to grab that as it is to go to the chips and, you know, start, you know, satisfying yourself with vegetables rather than, you know, the carbs and the chips and the goldfish crackers and all the other weird things.
Right. You know, people don't realize vegetables are a source of structured water, of really good water, quality water, so you can actually hydrate with vegetables, especially cucumbers and celery and the watery vegetables, plus the fiber, of course.
Most people think fiber has to be from a grain, and, you know, you get a tremendous and most adequate amount of fiber that you can have if you just increase your vegetables.
Yeah, and starting off meals with vegetables is probably a good idea, too, like when you're sitting down for a big meal, starting off with veggies. I noticed you talk about the difference, like food combining a lot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, because we're supposed to be making a certain amount of enzymes, when you put a food in your mouth, your body says, okay, cool, I know what that is. I'm going to secrete this enzyme to break down the protein. When you, you know, put everything on your plate and eat it all at the same time, it's basically saying, good luck, hope you can break this down. Hope you're getting the most nutrition from this meal. But if you separate your foods, you know, even by minutes, and just let the body say, all right, great, we see it's protein, we're going to secrete the enzyme for that. Now we see vegetables are coming, we're going to do that. So it's not always easy to do that, but if you do have a choice and you have, you know, separate foods on the plate, not like a pizza, certainly you can, you know, choose to eat the protein first, the vegetables next, and then go ahead and have the rest of it. But, you know, taking our time with eating also does count, because, you know, if you think about how the Europeans eat, they really do make an event out of each meal, and, you know, we're soccer moms and running around and grabbing something and protein bars, and, you know, we're not necessarily eating to survive. We're just eating to to eat.
What's your take on keto, the ketogenic diet?
I love it.
Yeah?
I think keto is brilliant, you know, and people really improve from that. And the fact is, when you're eating a keto type of diet, you're doing everything that we're talking about.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to avoid every carbohydrate. Certainly we need them, but we certainly eat way too much of it than we're supposed to as our first choice, and then we're filling up, and, oh, well, maybe I won't have so much protein and vegetables because, you know, the bread was so good.
The bread is good, I have to say. But vegetables are carbohydrates. You have plenty of carbohydrates from your broccoli and your celery, right?
That's right. I mean, any sick person that's ever come in, we always handle digestion first. I don't care what they have, but if you fix the digestive system, now you have a leg up on really getting them healthy and, you know, eating
and you
this way
it.
And giving the enzymes.
And you can't do it without the you can't make somebody healthy if the digestive system's not. I think that's a missing link in medicine, is that nobody's focusing on the digestive system, which is the key to everything. They're focusing on the symptoms, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just not a lot of money in fixing somebody's digestion. If you keep the digestion, you know, unhealthy,
well,
you can give them all sorts of things to try to get rid of their symptoms. But if you fix the digestive system, you know, the arthritis, even asthma and, you know, skin conditions and all the digestive upsets that you can experience, even, you know, I'm too full or I'm bloating or I'm gassy, all that can be corrected in such a very short period of time. And once it is, now you have a healthier body that you can really make inroads on fixing whatever it is that they're complaining about.
Do you know that Big Food, Keebler, Nabisco, General Mills, et cetera, these big food companies, are the biggest companies in the world, they own the drug companies.
Yes, I do know that.
Isn't that interesting? They feed
well,
you the
I
food.
I had a patient, and then they
yes,
sell you
and
the
medicate you. It's
well,
a great
I had a
scam.
Patient once that she came in and she had something on her pants, and I said, "Wow, what is that?" It had spilled all over her pants, and she worked for Keebler, and she said, "Well, this was part of the ingredient for fat free." Work in the lab, and she said, "I'll never get this out of these pants. These are going in the garbage. I've tried the past," and I went, "Oh my goodness, this
that's
doesn't
the stuff
come out of
eating.
Your clothes."
That's the stuff right. The elves are making. The elves are making in the trees. A little Keebler elves, you know, that toxic stuff. That's so true. You know, there's a place in Philadelphia called the Monell Institute, which is owned. Have you heard of this? That's owned by the food company, or it's funded by the food companies and the drug companies, and they experiment on the different chemicals that they need to put in their foods to make you want to eat. Them to make you not stop eating them, and their own the drug companies fund the Monell Institute as well as the food companies, and I think the cross between food and drugs is really behind much of the problems associated with our food. Our foods are like drugs in a way. The ultra processed food are closer to being drugs than they are food, right?
100%. I think it's when you take somebody that's not doing well and you feed them everything from a garden and from the perimeter of a grocery store. Within a week's time, you start to see a real change. The puffiness and the inflammation goes away, and they can move better, and their eyes are brighter, and they have energy and they're sleeping. And it's simply because they're not putting in fake food or what we call unfood.
Yeah, yeah, non-food, unfood. It's 80% of the calories that we ingest come from ultra-processed or ultra-processed food. I love the term ultra-processed. It's like processed is not bad enough. Now it's ultra-processed.
That's right.
It's an extra level.
I mean,
if you only have
so much energy to break down your food and get this body moving and surviving properly, you don't want to put 50%+ of that into breaking down on food. And I say that if you put up a piece of fish which has enzymes and minerals and vitamins and you put that up against a box of French fries, there isn't anything that the body will use other than the taste buds like it, and it was a placeholder in your gut. And that is what unfood is. It's simply something that has no value. It just makes you feel like you're full.
Dr. Julie, thanks so much for being on the Bright Side. Hope we have you again real soon. Happy holidays if I don't speak to you before then. Take care.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Julie Gatza, and that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.